Blog Talk Radio.
WD Miss B Radio.
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about?
Wait a minute! Weren't you listening?
I have a dream.
Could you possibly rewind and come again?
Okay.
I have a dream. I still have a dream.
Stereo music power.
Miss V, she's crazy. All right, you're live. BWG Radio with who else? Me, your host, Miss V. In just a moment, I will be joined by R&B soul pop artist in Nikia, and call, listen in, hit the digits, 347-237-4501. Our live and on-demand shows are an extension of, who else? BWD Radio's 24/7 nonstop music variety station. There is no commercials, never. Just the hottest indie music artists of today. We're all about diversity, unity in the indie artists. Who else? And we also play all genres worldwide. All right, I'm going to go ahead and bring our guest on in. Nikia.
Hi.
Hey, am I pronouncing that correctly?
Yes, you are.
All right, that's a great start already. That's a great start already. Well, it's great to get with you and chop it up with you again. I know we chopped it up last year, and we're looking forward to hearing these awesome things you got going on. And I do have your latest single, Bounce Back, and we're going to put that dope right out there as soon as, you know, I have to hit you up with some questions.
Yes, of course.
All right. So tell us, what inspired you to Nikia as your stage name? Throw out there where you're from and where you are now.
Well, Nikia is my my natural birth name given to me. It's just easier to keep your birth name. So I just go by my name, Nikia. I was born in New York. I grew up in California. And right now, currently, I'm back and forth between the two coasts. But I am in New York right now working on some things. So that's where I'm at right now, New York.
Outstanding. I'm from New York as well. I'm in the South now. Been down there 30 years, but you can take the girl out of New York, but you can't take New York out of the girl. It is. It is what it is. Absolutely. So tell us how your musical journey began. What motivated you to pursue a career in music and entertainment?
Well, as a lot of people might know, Charlie Wilson of the Gap Band, that's my uncle. Those are my uncles. So I've been around music all my life. And when I was young, I used to just sit in the studio with them. Sometimes I'd go on the road with them. And my mother really didn't want me to be in the music industry. She felt like, you know, the industry's, you know, corrupt and it's hard for someone young to be in the industry because they can easily lose their way. But there was a talent show, and I wanted to be in this talent show so bad, and I begged my mom, and she said, no, you can't be in the talent show. So I cried, and then my dad said, okay, you can be in the talent show. So my mom said, okay, we're going to go to the talent show. She said, you're going to be in the talent show. She said, you'll sing. She said, once the judges tell you you can't sing, we'll go home and you'll go back to your regular life and you'll go back to your regular plan of being a doctor. And I said, okay. So we went to the talent show. I did the talent show. I came in first place. the producer told my mom she has a beautiful voice, she can sing, and the look on my mom's face was like, oh, no, 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 no. yeah, it started there, and, you know, I just kept doing talent shows and different things, and, you know, when I got signed, you know, to Super Records when I was 16, and I put out, you know, a CD there, and then I signed on to Nuendo Music Group when I was 18, and I was with them for a few years, and, you know, different labels, you know, back and forth, and, you know, brings me all the way to where I'm at now, where I started my own label, OG2 Entertainment, and I've been releasing, you know, projects on my own label for, like, the last 10 years.
Outstanding. That is definitely outstanding. And for those who've never heard your music, explain your overall sound in 5 words or less.
Well, it's really just an eclectic mix of R&B, pop, and soul.
All right. There's a little bit of R&B in there. Yeah, it's a little more than 5 words. You know, some like to just actually, but that's okay, though. I just put that out there because some artists, they will use literally one word and list them, you know, list 5 things, you know. It's like,
oh, boy.
So, but that's okay. That's all right, though. That was good. That was actually good. We didn't have to break it up. We didn't have to break it apart. So you write all your own music. Is that correct?
I do. On this project, which is the EP, which dropped April 8th, I did have three different co-writers on this one. But the majority of my stuff, yes, I do write.
So where do you draw your inspiration from when you write your songs, and what's your favorite part about that process?
Really, my inspiration is just life. Like, things, so many unexpected things happen at so many different times that, you know, you just take everything in that you learn, and you just express it, you know, through song and through writing. Everyone expresses, you know, in different ways. So just from my life experiences. And the best part for me when I'm writing is the part where everything comes together. So, like, because you could start with just a line, and you don't know what direction it's going to go in. And so your brain just starts working, and then when you get it, and you're like, okay, yes, I have the verse, I have the hook, now let's go put this together. So that's, like, the best part for me.
Yeah, you know, sometimes it's like you get that hook, and then you have to, you know, especially when it comes out with the hook first, then you really have to work around that. And sometimes, because, you know, you can come up with some pretty dope hooks, you know what I mean? It's just you gotta get everything else to wrap around it or just right. So that's awesome.
Right.
Definitely awesome. So besides, obviously, growing up with the music in the family, who are some of your musical influences?
Oh, my God. Of course, everyone loves Whitney Houston. I loved her. It was so sad when she passed away. But I loved Patti, Aretha. You know, a lot of people always told me that I'm kind of like older than my time because since I was little, I just loved, you know, just those groups and the real music. And I don't feel like we really have that anymore.
Yeah, that's true. That's definitely true. And so what's your favorite thing to do when you're not writing, singing, or performing? What's your favorite thing to do?
Honestly, writing and singing is my favorite thing to do. I'm always writing and singing. If I'm not writing and singing, I'm probably outside by the water somewhere, and I'm still writing.
All right, fair enough. Fair enough. You know, we're going to hit on this single here. You released your new single titled Bounce Back. What inspired the title, and what can the listener expect from the overall sound and storytelling on this track?
Okay, so what really inspired that song is I was sitting down with one of my girlfriends, and she was just telling me about all the stuff she was going through with her boyfriend and that he cheated on her and the girls calling her and all this crazy stuff. So I just got, like, really mad, and I'm like, you know what? I'm like, I have to write this song. So I wasn't too sure, like, starting out, like, how I was going to deliver the song, because I wanted to deliver the song, but I didn't want to deliver it in that negative of a way. So the producer who actually produced the track, Bobby Sticks, he called me up, and he said, I have a really dope track. So I'm like, okay. So he said, it's not, you know, it's not like what you're used to. And I said, okay, well, I like a challenge, so let me hear it. So he sent me the track over. I listened to it, and instantaneously the words just came rolling out. Like, it was just that easy with that track.
Wow, it was just meant to be.
It definitely was.
And that's a good message, too. Bounce back. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Outstanding. So what's your motto or the advice that you live by?
Honestly, I always just tell people, like, you know, just be straightforward. Be straight across the board with people. Be honest. Your word is all you have. And when you die, you can't take material things with you, but you can take with you the memory of what people are going to think and remember of you when you're here. So always just try your best just to be forward with people, be good to people, and treat people the way you want them to treat you.
Word. Well, we're hitting the fun fact time. Definitely fun fact time. What are five things that you cannot live without?
Five things that I cannot live without. Okay, that is a good question. So number one thing I can't live without is my music. That's what I cannot live without. Number two thing, I can't live without my little puppy.
Aww.
Like, I would probably cry if someone took my puppy away. Number three, I probably would die if I couldn't eat pasta.
Ooh.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would also probably die or cry if someone told me that I couldn't use the color turquoise anymore, since that's my favorite color. So, yeah, probably die and cry about that. And probably, honestly, the last thing that I couldn't live without is all the people that are around me that I just love so much, that contribute so much to my life. So that would be the last thing I couldn't live without.
go ahead and take this time. Where can we go get your music and follow your movement?
Well, you can go to my website, www.soundsofnikia.com, and there's tour dates there. There's videos, links to new music, news updates. I mean, you can also go to any of the major digital download stores, iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Amazon, and download the EP. It's called She Is Me, and Bounce Back is the first track that's on the EP.
Outstanding. Now, what if someone wants to book you or for features, beats, collabs? Is there a way for them to contact you?
There is. When you go onto my website, there's a link that you can click on that will allow you to book me. Again, it's www.soundsofnikia.com. And there's also all of the social media links that you can click on to get to me. My team, my management team, my booking team, they're very good. They respond, like, within 24 hours. So definitely if you want to book me, got to get it in because I have a lot of dates coming up. So make sure you go on my website and click on that.
All right. Make sure y'all check that out. So do you have some live events, music video, or just other project happenings coming up that you'd like to share? You know, what's next for you? What's next for Nikia?
May 22nd, I will be in New York City at Arlene's Grocery. June 24th, I will be again in New York City at the Branded Saloon. July 11th, I will be in Pennsylvania at Hershey Park. August 19th, I will be in Southampton at the Cultural Arts Center. In September, I will be in Las Vegas. Next week, we're shooting the music video for, actually we're shooting two music videos simultaneously in 1 week. So it's going to be a rough, hectic week. And I'm already back in the studio working on a Christmas album and working on an album that will drop the early beginning next year. So I have a lot going on.
That's great. That is so good to hear. I love to hear that stuff. Love to hear that stuff. Great. I wish you the best of luck. And, yeah, you keep on going. So why don't you go ahead and, take this moment if you have any shout-outs or just anything else you want to share that we may not have covered in this interview with your fans?
Well, I definitely want to thank all of my fans for all of the pre-sales that I got for the EP She Is Me. They did a really good job of pre-ordering the CD on Amazon. I want to shout out my team, everyone that's on the team. It's a big team. I'll shout out a few names if I didn't say your name. I didn't forget you. It's just a long list. Sean Keys, my keyboard and music director, Nathaniel, my drummer, Dave, my bass player, Jay, my guitar player, Dee, thank you for being rapping on the track, Bobby Sticks for producing the track, El Barrio Magazine, I'll be on their September cover. The whole team, Nakia, everybody, thank you so much. And, of course, the fans, because obviously without the fans, then no one would know who you are.
Absolutely.
And Miss V, for having me on her show. Thank you so much.
Aw, it's always a pleasure. I love it when I see artists that they come back time and time again. And it's great to just hear and see the, not just see the growth, but you can also hear the growth of an artist, the way they talk and just everything. So I love it when artists, when they just keep releasing something and they come back. It makes me very happy inside. I can't think of a better way to say it, but it's so great to be able to. To me, that's a blessing to be able to follow y'all and what y'all are doing. And so it's outstanding. So you keep doing what you do. And before you leave us, go ahead and take us on in to bounce back and keep on grinding, girl.
Okay. So right now you're listening to BWD Radio, and you're about to listen to my new single off of my EP, She Is Me, Bounce Back. I hope you enjoy it.
Yeah, I bet you thought I couldn't do it like that. Yo, Paulie, turn me up. Turn my headphones up, Paul. Let's get it. I'm amazing, you a bus pass. It's 2016, you still a rough draft. That's why I'm caking, you still trying to get your nose scratched.
Try to step back, you don't want that, and that's that.
I want a
good man who can love me like I need be.
You ain't done shit.
Now let's see how you play this. For the last time, baby, hold your pain.
I'm out of state.
You can lose your life. Showing up with the wrong crew. Let me just warn you, I do this for the 5-2-5-2.
So shorty, step back. You don't want that, and that's.